I'm Rich Bowen. Welcome to another episode of The Voice of Apache, a podcast in which we discuss all aspects of the Apache Software Foundation. Today, I'm going to be speaking with Christopher Dutz and Atita Arora, who are two of the many recipients over the years of the Travel Assistance Committee. This is a fund that we have at the foundation that helps us support travel and lodging to bring selected individuals to in-person conferences. We're going to talk about why the foundation has this program and what the recipients and, of course, the foundation as well get out of it. A lot of the interviews that we've done over the years have been about projects. Today's interview, we're talking about something at the foundation level, a foundation level committee. This is the Travel Assistance Committee. We have with us Christopher Dutz, who's a member of that committee. And both Christopher and Atita have been recipients of this committee over the years. So we're going to talk about what the committee does and why. So let's start with that. Chris, you're a member of this committee. The committee's been around since 2006, I think.
Yes, so I've been involved with TAC for, well, this year, it's exactly 10 years.
Okay.
At Apache, I mean, we renamed the conferences to Community Over Code because we wanted to get the communities around code to get around to sort of like get together and sort of like form a better community or strengthen the community. The problem is not all of us have the luck that our employers sort of like finance our travels around the world to do that. And well, for some people, it's easy to sort of like afford a trip like that. But let's face it, for many people out there, it's not that easy. So the goal of TAC is to sort of like eliminate that problem. It shouldn't be if somebody asks you if you want to go to a Community Over Code event, you should never have to say no, I'm not going because I can't afford it. And that's what Apache TAC takes care of by sort of like sponsoring the costs for travel, for hotel, for conference fees, and stuff like that.
Now, obviously, we can't afford to fly everyone to Slovakia. What are the criteria? Who do we extend this benefit to?
Yeah, well, in general, it's sort of like, yeah, every now and then we get an application like, oh, yeah, I wanted to go, for example, when we were in Seville, sort of like, yeah, I always wanted to go to Spain. Sort of like, that's not the type of application that we support. But if somebody sort of like is already involved in open source, and it doesn't even have to be Apache projects, but open source in general, or is sort of like pretty enthusiastic about open source in general and would really love to go there, those are the type of people that we would definitely sponsor. I've heard a few times before that people sort of like think TAC is only sort of like for the people, for example, who, well, just barely manage to have a roof over their head and just sort of struggle to get food for the day. Well, that's not what TAC is for. As I said in the start, TAC's main goal is to sort of like eliminate this. I can't go because I can't afford it. That's a whole lot more people than Absolutely. Just the ones who can't afford an evening meal.
Yeah. Is this for ASF events only, or do we also take people to other events?
Well, let's say for all Apache events, or the main Apache events, but we also sort of like have other events on our schedule, usually events where the Apache Software Foundation sort of has a larger presence, sort of like a booth or a track or something like that.
Atita, you were a recipient of the TAC funding for our recent event in Halifax, Canada. Tell us about your experience. What was expected of you and what did you get out of it?
So I would maybe start with that. I mean, I've never had such a marvelous experience at any conference, not because it was sponsored, but otherwise, because I think the conferences that I've attended throughout my IT career has mostly been focused on search and information retrieval, because that's the area of my work. But I think Community Over Code was completely like of a different universe altogether, because it was not only search or information retrieval. I mean, it has no limits. And I didn't even know that so many, you know, open source projects which come under ASF Foundation exist. Mm-hmm. So it was like, for a minute, maybe overwhelming. But I think I would say good overwhelming, because I definitely had a lot of different ideas. And I think I also tried to reach out to a lot of projects afterwards to be involved as well. One of the key things that really stood out to me was, you know, I, as a person coming from India and moved to Germany like 6 years ago, and I've been contributing to the projects when I was in India, which is completely on the other side of the world. And I always thought that, you know, people who are contributing or committers or maintainers of these projects, they're going to be like big snobs. They're going to be like very arrogant people. And imagine, like, for me, because I've always, you know, interacted with a smaller set of this community, I think it was a sheer surprise when I met people. I mean, it was unexpectedly warm. I mean, I remember, like, everything right from the time of my visa application. I mean, I didn't require visa application assistance, though, but it was being definitely asked. And right from the time that the tickets, etc. So Gavin was always, you know, checking with me, like, if this is okay, because by the time we decided to book my tickets, I mean, there were, like, multiple hops. And I was traveling from Berlin, so I had to have lot of different, you know, changes in between. But then he made sure that the travel plan that I have, I either arrive before because of the jet lag, or, you know, I'm making less changes, because that was one of my preferences. So everything was taken care of, also the hotel and everything, from the food, from the logistics point of view as well. Everything was super amazing. I mean, I would say, like, there have been conferences for which I've been sponsored by my company, but this was a world-class experience. And what was expected of me was, I would say, I would have done more. I mean, for sure. So we were given, I would say, like, a briefing about helping people check into the conference, give them the relevant T-shirt size. And I mean, not as a compulsion, but I mean, it was something that I enjoyed doing as well, was introducing speakers in the conference talks. And I think that was probably about it. I mean, people rarely had questions because, I don't know, everything was pretty self-explanatory at the conference. And I would say this was all win-win situation. I mean, I think I can't express probably in the relevant words, I mean, how valuable this has been for me and my professional career as well.
On that note, I'm going to ask Chris this question, because Chris was a recipient 10 years ago. And we at the foundation view this as enlightened self-interest, right? It's a little bit selfish. We're investing in our own future. So Chris, tell us how this investment has paid off. And you know, there's two aspects of this, right? There's your career, but there's also how it's benefited the ASF directly. And I'd like you to talk about both of those things.
Yeah, so I guess for that trip, you got quite some bangs for bucks, right? Yeah, well, the thing was, at that time, I remember my first ApacheCon I ever went to was the one in Sinsheim. And that was when I first got in contact with the Apache Software Foundation. Till then, I was sort of like only involved with, I think, Apache Cocoon or Tomcat, and didn't really, when Apache or when Adobe Flex joined Apache, I thought, yeah, now I'm going to go there and have a chat with the folks there. And they sort of like got me involved. So I became a committer a few months after visiting the Community Over Code, ApacheCon in Sinsheim. And being a committer, I submitted a talk about Apache Flex and how to build with Maven. I'll never forget that. But at that time, I was working at a company that had absolutely no interest in sort of like open source or even sort of like supporting their employees going to conferences or stuff like that. So I managed to sort of like force them to give me the time off, but they definitely weren't paying. For US folks, it might not be that super expensive, but from a German perspective, a trip to the US isn't the cheapest of trips that you can do. So I was a bit torn because I knew if I would be going, I could sort of like scratch together the money for it, but then there would be no, let's say, summer holiday, vacation with my girlfriend or whatever. So I would have had to sort of like scratch together all my funds to do that. But then somebody told me about TAC, and I applied, and got chosen. And because I got chosen, I was sort of like, I could wholeheartedly say, yes, I'm going to give that talk. Because I was in that schedule for an international conference, I got sort of like headhunters approached me. Mm-hmm. So like, they introduced me to a company that was to become my future employer. And I'll never forget that while I did the first interviews before ApacheCon, and I got sort of like the contract while I was at the conference. And that was all because I was able to give the talk, because TAC gave me sort of like the opportunity to do it. Yeah, and since then I've sort of like, yeah, a big part of my day job has been sort of like working on open source software. Going to conferences, speaking. So this was a huge improvement. And as a little thank you for that, I think directly after starting at that company, I joined TAC to sort of like give back. And since then, we've been sponsoring hundreds of people going to conferences all over the world. And let's say it didn't stop with that. Yeah. So since then, I think when I did my first trip, I was a committer in one project, Apache Flex. And now I think I recently counted, now I'm sort of like committer in 15 in the PMC of quite a number of them, involved in ComDev, a mentor in the incubator, and yeah, well, currently serving my second term as one of the directors of the ASF. So yeah, I would say, yeah, that was a pretty good invest.
And you know, Chris isn't alone in this. There are currently three board members, current board members, who were TAC recipients at some point in the past. And I haven't seen any specific statistics around this, but my impression is that a significant percentage of TAC recipients do remain engaged. Is that your impression as well?
Oh, absolutely. Especially after a Community Over Code or ApacheCon event, I always like, because I mean, I feel like I'm subscribed to 100 or 200 mailing lists, but I really enjoy when those email addresses that were popping up in our TAC sort of like coordination mailing list started popping at in all ends of the foundation. And when I'm sort of like, yeah, currently, yeah, I'm regularly acting as a chair of the IoT tracks for conferences. And when I'm seeing submissions coming in from former TAC recipients and stuff like that. So yeah, they're all over the place.
Applications for TAC are currently open for our upcoming event in June in Bratislava. And to apply for TAC, it's at
tac.apache.org.
tac.apache.org. The call for presentations for our North America event should be opening fairly soon. Typically, TAC applications open earlier, but they start considering applications around the time that we announce our schedule, because speakers are often some of the recipients of these grants.
We're planning on opening the TAC applications for our Asia event sometime next week. And we're also planning on opening the applications for the North America event in Denver also pretty soon, because we just want to give people a bit more time, especially, I guess, when traveling to the US events. We know that, well, the travel arrangements, that's sort of like the least tricky part. It's usually the time people need to get their visa interviews and applications in. So we want to sort of like speed up or shift the applications to make them a bit earlier, so people have the time to apply for their visas, because it's always very unfortunate if we select somebody, we already sort of like do the planning, and then they have to tell us, oh well, we didn't get we got a visa appointment 1 month after the conference, which is sort of like very unfortunate. So we want to change that.
Well, thank you all so much for taking time to talk about TAC. I feel like it's a really important thing that we do at the foundation, investing in the future of our projects, and sustainability is one of the things that's really key to Apache's vision in the coming years. I look forward to seeing both of you at upcoming events.
Absolutely.